world is waiting. The world is
We see a beginning of a fucked up journey. We see our heroes, if you want to use the H word, stepping out of the Pangea Library, holding a body long dead and a cracked drum filled with precious coral and salt water. The clouds are goddamn dangerous as the acid rain falls around you. The ruins are filled with thunder, there are distant horns, and the sky is so loud it rattles your filthy eye holes, and there is a low hum that seems to be approaching your sweet, sweet asses.
So I'm imagining it is Jamie, drum in the middle, then Wei.
I just want to be able to shield the drum, Caspian, Rowan, and Wei. I'm imagining that we can sort of like angle the door in such a way that it kind of shields all of them. However, I will not be shielding Jamie or myself.
Jamie gives Kay a little wink before putting down their big cat eye sunglasses with eyes painted on them. I'll walk backwards.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
You don't have to explain. I already understand.
No. I don't know if you do.
Better than you do, probably.
Probably. You probably understand better than I do. It's real deep.
But the smile is sincere.
I don't like how close we've gotten.
Can't help it.
Wei, do you think the group is focused on moving quickly or carefully?
Absolutely quickly, because each time we've heard horns or noises coming, it's not been great. So I feel like speed is our priority.
The drops fall around you, burning the ground, but not you, as Kay holds a door above you all like an angel that is yet to choose a side. Each of you takes one harm taken during this moment of movement. The hum grows loud. Kay, you would recognize this as an engine of sorts.
How big is the crack? Like, could I either rip off a strip of fabric from my clothes or even break off a finger from my fake arm to try to plug it? I just want to keep an eye out while we're walking. If anything comes across our path, it might be used to patch it.
I imagine that Wei like would be able to keep an eye out for you if his muscles weren't just completely buckling under the weight of the drum. He's trying his best to maintain his side, but struggling. He doesn't want to seem weak, even though he is, so on occasion he'll be like, oh, we should just take, can we take a breath? I'm sorry, I'm losing my grip.
Jamie isn't very strong either, so probably knowing each other pretty well, like, is this heavier than your amps?
you can all see a motorbike about a quarter mile behind you, quickly gaining on your slow-moving group.
Don't make friends, Rowan.
Why not?
We have very valuable stuff. They're gonna want to murder us and take it. Probably.
How do we even know who they are?
Can I see their faces or a face?
Not yet, but you can tell it's a single form.
Maybe they think we're bad. And if we just stopped and talked, it might be better.
Rowan, have you ever wondered if you were bad?
Yes.
You can see their silhouette against the dusk, though the face is in shadow. The ears are quite large, like a squirrel or a mouse.
Look at how cool they look. No one like that could be bad.
They do look cool. Can they see me specifically?
I'd say yes by this point.
Then can I roll casual brain receptivity to... It's basically just getting a read on them, but I don't have to actually interact. I'm just trying to gauge the level of hostility, pretty much. It's a brainer move because I get to use plus weird and I don't have to interact, but the results are the same as the general move, reading someone. My main concern right now is, what are they intending to do?
They want to see, to investigate, and to find out who all of you are.
Don't stop moving. Rowan, if you're gonna keep waving like that, maybe put something white in your hand. Just look friendly, I guess. But don't stop. Let's keep moving.
Okay.
This motorbike does a Texas fade around a rock still gathering moss and slides to a stop. The wind and the rain around them, small burns on their bare arms as they wear a tank top with the skull of a ferret spray painted across the front. You see that they have a raccoon head over their helmet, but they do appear to be human. There's long red hair flowing behind them, piercing blue eyes, and an obviously pure heart. What's up?
Hello.
Yo.
Yo. I'm Rowan.
Cool. I'm Brody.
I'm Agnes.
Nice, Aggie.
Okay, why would you tell them that?
You know, what are you doing all the way out here? Kind of far away from any sort of settlement.
I'm just driving on the road that you're walking on.
From where?
The way you're walking from.
Cool, great. Very descriptive. Love that for you. We should get going.
I heard a rumor of a party bus broken down up ahead. I'm just trying to beat the vultures.
What would you want with a party bus?
Well, I want a party.
Oh, you will love Ty. Ty is back on the bus. Ty loves to party.
Oh, it's your bus.
Yes.
No, but we also heard tale of a party bus.
Okay, why do you keep doing this?
Okay.
Is that your baby you're carrying?
Yeah, we're bringing the baby to a party. What, you don't bring babies to a party?
Babies love parties.
Oh God, what is this energy to me? Yes, Jamie.
Don't take babies to the party bus. Sorry to interrupt. I don't want to say anything. Can I ask one of my health questions?
Okay, we're good.
I want to ask what they wish I would do, but what I'm getting at is, do they really want us to party? Or what are they really wanting from us?
What Brody wants from those around him is for them to see him at his purest and to find it beautiful. Brody is a simple soul that likes to look, to laugh, and to move. And a party bus in the middle of the unknown land, well, that's a vision quest right there, man. When the world is dying, you may as well look for the things that are alive.
I'm not gonna take my glasses off, but I think he's cool, guys. We can come to the party bus.
So, does anyone want to ride?
You think you could fit this drum on your bike?
I could fit like one of you, or the drum.
That would be great. Brody, so we have VIP access to this bus, and if you want VIP access, we need to know we can trust you. Is there any chance that one of us can ride your bike while you take the honor of helping us carry this drum?
Probably not, my dude. Just being dead-ass honest, that seems like a wild thing to agree to. But right then, it begins to rain.
I can maybe put one of you on my lap and the drum on the back, but I'd have to go a little slow.
Evil laugh, what? I don't think it's any of my...
I can't help the tone it's coming out in right now. That's not fair, Browen.
Browen?
Hey, do you know what that is?
That horn? That's fucking bad news. That's bad news, bears.
Great. Any more information than bad news bears would be awesome.
They're probably heading to the party bus.
The party bus. Do you think they want a party, or are they like...
Well, we've all heard about the bus.
Let's go. Let's go.
I hop on the bike.
Okay, yay! Rowan, drum, on bike. The rest of us are just gonna book it.
Brody brodes off into the brodosphere. Kay, Wei, Jamie.
Quamey.
Our eyes follow the trilogy of Quamey, watching Rowan vanish down the road. The horns are not far now. I would like if Quamey could all roll a do something under fire for me.
Oh, I would love to. I got a 10.
I also got a 10.
Fuck yeah. I also got a 10.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa,
let's
Team
go.
Quamey.
Destiny.
You are making great time as you weave through the canyons, and far behind you, you see the shape of something strange. If you can imagine a centipede with the head the size of an elephant, but with an oddly human face made from bug parts, as though it was trying to mimic what a human face could be. Massive, with 100 legs moving so fast that it's a blur beneath them, and the moment you see it, a tendril, wet and moist, strikes Kay in the back and yanks her 50 feet in reverse in the blink of an eye.
Ah!
Okay, definitely swinging back and in shock at this centipede being behind us.
Jamie will turn to Wei. Will you hold this? I think I can help. Oh, you let your plugs. Can I have the earplugs?
Y- Yeah, absolutely.
I'll trade you. And I'm gonna book it after Kay.
Is the purple tongue, like, attached to the centipede?
Yeah, it comes out of the armpits of the front two arms.
Interesting.
It has very standard centipede legs, but in the front, like a T-Rex that's never believed in itself, there's two small, very human-looking arms, though they shimmer like the rest of the shell.
Cool. So my first instinct is, because Kay's a little bit aggressive, is to use the door and, like, kind of like guillotine onto the purple tongue and then just run.
Could you give me a roll to go aggro?
Hell yeah. This is metal as hell. I hope this works.
How do you feel about a 6?
On a miss, be prepared for the worst. Wei and Jamie look back and see Kay smash this door onto the pit tongue, and the door just bounces right back up and hits Kay in the forehead and knocks her out as she lays flat. Rowan, can you give me a roll for reading a sitch?
Of course, everything's going so well. I'm sure my friends are fine. Nothing would happen to them.
You have to get out alive.
Everything's fine.
That's only a 7.
You realize that there is a threat nearby as you see shadowed humanoids running parallel to you on the top of the canyon walls to the left and the right.
Brody, I think we're under attack.
Rowan? By what? Vibes?
No. People, maybe. They have guns.
That's how it is out here, Rowan. You just always feel like there's enemies to the left and to the right.
No.
Like it's just hard to run into good people. But like yourself, you seem like pretty good people, Rowan.
Thanks, Brody. But this is less of a feeling and more of a... I see them.
No, I see them too.
Okay.
Every time I close my eyes at night, I just see those faces.
That's not what I mean, Brody.
You can tell me, bro. I get it, man. I get it. It's hard out here.
I am telling you.
You are. You live that truth. You slay.
This is the most sass you've ever heard for Rowan. This entire As we're going, if I turn around just to, like, glance back for an approach of friends, do I see anyone?
Oh, no. You are going so much faster than they are.
Okay. I think we need to get to the bus. Can we go faster?
I like your style.
And he doesn't see it while driving, but on the back, you can see small divots forming in the ground right around the bike as you're being fired on from the tops of the canyons. The music in the bike turns up as he drives, and he sings along with, "My dump truck, my dump truck."
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
First priority, I skid up to Kay's unconscious body, and I'm going to take the earplugs that I got back from Wei and put them into her ears, which will protect her from what I want to do next, which is pull out a little, looks like a little silver ball, but it is a pain wave projector, and I want to chuck it at the centipede. Well, it doesn't have anything on the roll for the item. It just causes one harm to everyone in the area, which is why I wanted to protect Kay.
Definitely. Could you roll to do me something under fire to see if your hands are true or if they're shaking in this goddamn moment?
My hands are always shaking. 9.
So you throw this ball of pain at this massive creature, and it bounces off its chest plate and rolls right between Wei's feet. And this painful, familiar shriek rings out from it. How much damage does that do, Jamie?
It takes one harm. Fuck, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you get them?
Do I got them?
I think Wei considers for a moment and then, like, sees the danger wary and the pain that Wei has felt. And thinks, I mean, it doesn't look like I have to do something. And Wei will set Caspian down. Reach into his back pocket, take out his mask, and try to crack open the world. Oh no. Okay, so that's a 4. When I try to crack open the world, I can still choose one, but me and everyone within reach of me suffers 1 harm. AP loud. I assume AP is armor piercing? I'm so sorry, Rowan. I'm so sorry. Caspian. We tried our best.
No.
Yes. Ty, paint me a picture of how this looks when it does backfire, but the show must go on.
As he sets Caspian down, puts that mask on. When he's in the thick of a show, when he gets in the zone, it becomes almost animalistic at times, where there are some parts, some sections, even in rehearsal, where I imagine that Jamie might have had to calm him back down, where he's being a little too destructive at times. And in this case, as Wei is starting to sing, you see the blood kind of spurt out from his chest. There is a second, or another part of Ty's rig that hasn't come out yet. Because before, of course, it's the dripping of blood. But the second section is, of course, when he gets so heated. His instrument emits fire, too. And so flames start to emanate from his body. Again, I'm sorry, Caspian. But those flames start emanating out as he emits forth, and the flavor text is that you make the noise that the last whale heard when it sang, and no one answered. And Ty, in this moment, it's this like low, almost like beatboxing rhythmic melody that builds very, very quickly, to the point of as like the flames are shooting out onto like various vegetation or like the structures, singeing, scorching things around. As the ashes start to rise, it's creating a mirage. So the impulse is to entice and betray people. And Ty is trying to create a mirage in front of this centipede being of I would imagine like looking down, peering into a volcano, knowing that forward is sheer doom if he dares to go.
Jamie, Kay, and Caspian all take a harm from the song going wrong. We see an incredible display. The mask with the fire. Caspian becomes ash and a blue ghostly form emerges from it, and this falsetto note rings out through the wasteland, and with arms extended, it moves to the creature almost with longing, and they embrace in a truly violent motion. And the beat and the reverb and the song is so pure it can even change the world. And even Rowan can hear this sound. And Rowan, could you roll me a doing something under fire as a laser burst hits Brody in the side of the head and he loses control of the dirt bike?
That's a 7.
Here's the thing, bro, and life comes at you pretty fast. If you don't stop, and the laser hits the side of his head, and the bike begins to weave out of control, would you rather try to protect yourself or take control of the steering wheel?
For the sake of the coral, I try to seize control of the steering wheel.
Do you want to make it back to the party bus safely with the coral, more or less than leaving your companions to die?
I would rather wait.
So the way you phrased that was weird. So
more or less than I want my companion. I obviously want my companions to live.
Even at the potential loss of the coral.
Yeah, I value. It's true. I mean, Rowan just values human life and existence above all else and is just made to support all of you, so.
I'll say in this moment, the bike is spinning out. You find a stillness in your water, the element of it that honored Caspian and knew those waters as well. And you learn the Caspian has faded away, and your friends are in danger. You are able to stop the bike safely, but it does begin to smoke.
Hearing that something has happened to Caspian, and knowing that likely means danger has befallen their companions, very calmly says, "Please drop your weapons," to everyone following them. But as they say this, there's a glowing light in their throat, and it amplifies their words to the point where it's like waves of water pushing outward, carrying the sound, and just carries the reverberation to whoever they believe needs to hear it. And they are going to roll for Lawbringer. I have a 10. I do have a 10. So that means 10 and 10 plus choose. Oh no, they have to face the full penalty.
You see 12 forms stepping out from behind rocks from above, whispering to themselves with their guns lowered.
Okay, so they're not firing at me anymore.
No, they're not.
Oh. Well, that solved one problem. Hi.
We didn't know you were... Well, what you are.
It's okay. You should go home to your families if you have them.
Would you like to come with us? We haven't had a water bear in so long. It would be great for the kids, you know, and for the community.
Well, that sounds nice. But I have to go check on my friends first. You wait here.
Just starts walking back in the direction that they came from.
Rowan leaves the drum and begins to move to the friends. We see one bullet hole in the drum, water slowly leaking out. We hear screaming as the... We need to come up with a name for this creature.
The manipede.
The manipede is hurt and confused and screaming, and Kay is still on the ground. Kay, could you give me a read a person roll to see if you could find yourself lost in dreams? And I'll have Jamie and Ty roll to do something under fire after that.
Okay. Oh! Okay, 12!
Kay, your eyes open up in time to see the manipede spray acid at Ty and Jamie.
6.
I got a 7.
On a 7 to 9, you flinch, hesitate, or stall. On a miss, be prepared for the worst. Jamie, you feel yourself being hit from temple to shoulder to rib to thigh, and your clothing singes. And Ty, you are either able to dodge some of the damage that Jamie is about to take, but you'll end up in a worse position with the manipede. Or you can take the same amount and stay further away.
I'll go into a worse position.
Jamie, if you can take 2 harm, and Ty, if you can take 1,
okay.
As you both are hit, skin burning bright red, blood on the surface, as Ty steps closer with the guitar, and there's this epic dusk light. Kay, you wake up. Would you like to do something as you hear them scream from this trauma?
Does it look like it's going to attack again?
Yeah, a second manipede is definitely on the way, for sure.
Okay, then I'm gonna... How far am I from, Ty and Jamie?
You're about a scarecrow marathon away, but that distance could vary with how hot it is outside.
Okay, interesting, got it. I see Ty. I'm very intrigued. However, also, manipede might be a little bit more pressing. I would like to prevent any more damage being done to my dear friends, dear friend and also Ty. So I still have the door, right?
You do. It could either be a door or a jar.
Boo. So I'm gonna, like, sort of... You know how baseball players, like, slide into home? I'm gonna do that, but slide and, like, use the door as a shield and, like, cover us.
What if I... This is a vehicle handling mechanic, but what if I dealt with bad terrain? Plus my vehicle's handling. What is the vehicle handling of a door?
I think that would be brilliant. Let's say 3.
3? Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, so I'm pretty comfortable moving this door. What do I roll? Roll plus cool. Hang on. What is my cool? I don't think my cool is very good. But I get a plus 3 from the vehicle handling of the door. Okay. Ooh, okay. That is exactly a 10. I rolled a 6 and a 1. I see Ty consider the, hey, when did you get here of that? Notice the manipede, a little bit more pressing. I'm going to scoop up the shield. You know how when people use a boogie board, how they like sort of do that run and then slide on it across the pool? I'm going to do that across all of the mysterious bodily fluids. We're going to slide across. However, when I'm about to reach Wei and Jamie, I'm going to hop off, do my baseball slide while also scooping up the door and like sort of using it as a way to direct where I'm going, sort of like how a rudder would cut through water, but dirt.
You all watch Kay lose her shit as she wakes up and begins the dance of the deadly door. Even the manipede looks like they may need a manipedi after this, wondering why the world had to end this way. And Jamie, you see Rowan moving towards you all, and on the tops of the canyon behind them, you see a dozen armed figures keeping time, following the water bearer into danger and to your rescue.
I brought some friends.